The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Heard from somebody told me a story. His father was a Talmud of Rabbi Ber, and the yeshiva was exiled, and they were running. They were in a city that was, I think it was Rasayn, was then under Russian occupation, and they were terrified because the communists were searching out yeshiva Bochum, and they were there in the building learning together. One day, a car came by, and they thought it was the police searchman, and there was a terrible bahala confusion. They were jumping and hiding and running away. The Mashgiach was very upset with him. He called them in. He says, why do you lose yourself? That we need to mechazak ourselves in emunah. And he was mesaking that they should say every day the 13 animamans. And together, b'tzibah, they would say the 13 animamans. A few days later, the taka came, and they arrested the whole yeshiva. And they took them in groups to prison. And as they were going, they were humming to themselves. Utsu Eitza Vesufa Dabru Dava Velayokim Dabru Dava Lelki Imanu Keil. When the first group came, the second one came, they were greeted by their chaverim who were humming and singing this nigan. And the third group, too, when they finally came, they had to sing. They asked them to sing quieter because they didn't want everybody to hear. They were taken and they were deported to Siberia. They sang their way to Siberia. Utsu Eitza Vesufa Dabru Dava Velayokim. 3 days later, the Germans came into the town where they were and massacred all the Yidden. Do we know what's Toiv? Do we know when to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam? When things seem to be wrong, the Ribbono Shel Olam has a cheshbon. A Yid is medaber Toiv al Hamelech. I told recently the story. There was a group of Chassidim traveling in a train. You know the Derech Chassidim, they travel, each one telling over miracles, Moivsim from his Rebbe, and each one's trying to outdo the next one, this Moivsim. And there was a Chassid of the Rashab, Lubavitcher Chassid, who was sitting in the train. He was quiet. So finally somebody asked, don't you have a Moivsim from your Rebbe? He says, yeah, tell you a Moivsim. He says, I had a large sum of money, and I wanted to invest it. And I asked the Rebbe, and he said, yeah, it's a good place to invest this business. I asked him again, 3 days, he went each time to ask me, you sure I should invest it? He said, yes. I invested the money. He said, yeah, what happened? He says, I lost the whole money. He said, so where's the moifus? Where the moifus is, I stayed a chassid. The Rebbe gemacht a moifus. I trust. I remain a chassid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whether I see, whether I understand, whether it's toiv or not, but I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Father, and what He does for me is toiv.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org